这是美国首次举办东盟领导人峰会。美国政府表示，峰会的目的是要将奥巴马总统任内美国与东盟国家元首之间经常性的接触机制化，同时利用美国在亚太的实力来推动一个基于规则的秩序。不过分析人士提出，这些国家多数存在严重的人权问题，因此来自加州的民主党众议员罗文萨尔与其他34名议员写信给奥巴马总统，要求他把人权作为这次会议的重要议题。罗文萨尔议员告诉美国之音，
We have Vietnam which still arrests political prisoners who are either labor activists or religious leaders or people who just want to blog. We have Cambodia where Hun Sen has is investigating his political opponent and has sent him out of the country in the rescue party, Mr. Sam Rainsy, so that there's no. We have Burma, which just had elections, which we're very proud of, but there's tremendous persecution to the Rohingya minority there. We have Brunei, which puts gay people to death, you know, on their books. And we have Thailand, which is a military dictatorship. So,
美国目前寻求与这些国家发展关系，有分析认为美国的意图包括制衡中国的影响力。罗文萨尔议员说，他支持美国与这些国家发展关系，但美国必须发挥领导作用，促进这些国家一道改善人权。
If we're going to increase our relationship with these countries, it is critical that the United States lead in saying, you know, we're coming together to promote democracy, and we're not imposing upon you how you want to, which party's in power, what you're doing, but you got to protect people if you want to have increased relationship with the United States. So I'm very pleased that 35 of us sent the letter to the president to say, Mr. President, we make human rights the highest priority.
美国之音记者杨晨，国会山报道。